This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the year in review. Michael Harrison not with us this weekend, but I have broadcasters Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy here. Joe has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Unfortunately, his thoughts are so evil it sometimes melts our connection. So hopefully he will keep his thoughts to himself. Well, no good if he keeps his thoughts to himself.
Keeps this evil to himself.
Yeah, right. That's right. Rich McFadden, associated with lots of Doug Steffen entities over the years, has become quite an opinionated broadcaster. And that's part of what this is about. I was explaining earlier the news talk relationship, talking about what is in the news, opinions, some explanations sometimes, maybe it's a better way of putting it, to the backgrounders with the stories that are compelling. The top 10 items in the story department this year have to do with the terror attacks and politics, race relations, immigration reform, tax reform, fake news, North Korea, the Me Too movement, Trump and the Russians and all that good stuff. So on the people list, we haven't actually gone through the people list. Let me go through and we'll pick apart some of these people and what they have meant to our discussion, what their presence means to life in America. I thought it was interesting, Richie, a whole group of talk radio people were put into number 10, including Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, the TV host Steve Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel also in that position. Number 9, the bad guy politicians from overseas, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Number 8, the bad guys from the world of television, movies, Harvey Weinstein, Al Franken, John Conyers, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, all in those 8 and 7 positions. Michael Flynn and Robert Mueller in the 6th position. Mike Pence and John McCain in the 5th position. Sean Spicer and Stephen Bannon in number 4. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the 2 most powerful Democrats, number 3. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, most powerful Republicans, number 2. And the president is number 1. Honorable.
You know what? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer actually do this year?
Make fun of, try to...
That's all, that was their official, job this year was just to ride Trump all year long, because there was nothing they could really do.
No.
I mean, all Democrats didn't have to vote for anything, didn't have to do anything.
But the way the snooze media is working over Trump, it looks like at the end of the year will be, I would bet a year from now, there'll be a change in either the House or the Senate as to the numbers.
I say you look at Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan. There might be 4 different names there next year.
Yep, I think you may be right. Okay. Honorable mentions, Jeff Sessions and Roy Moore, along with Doug Jones. I don't get Roy Moore at all. Is this guy, like, totally flaked? Does he not have a grasp of reality?
It's his firebrand. He will not admit to defeat. He will not. He's the anti-establishment. He's kind of a little bit like you, just to the extreme.
Nah, I don't want to be.
He's like you, Doug.
Yeah.
He's like you, man.
No, but he's just that. Even though he's done history, he will not admit it. I've been robbed. I want to be the martyr, and I'm going to take my followers with me.
Yeah. See you later. Yeah. Let's see. Also on this list of honorable mentions, John Kelly and Rex Tillerson. Now, I'm not sure. Well, Tillerson seems to be, now that he has separated himself from Trump, now he's the darling of Nancy Pelosi. And see, we told you, Trump's no good. Even his own people don't like him. Look at that. I don't know. What's the speculation, though, as to who's going to be the new attorney? I'm sorry, the new Secretary of State.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope he stays for a little while longer.
Yeah, he's actually, I didn't think he'd be good because of his stripes, but he actually has turned out to be fairly thoughtful, I think. Also on the honorable mention list is Colin Kaepernick and Roger Goodell. What a meathead. They're both meatheads, from my perspective, anyway. You look at this. My God. Give us a break, will you?
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't figure that out, you know, if you want to approach.
They could if they wanted to.
Right?
If
it's
they
not
were smart.
That hard to do. But no. Don't diss the anthem. I mean, it seems to me they want to say, oh, we're really not dissing the flag. We're really not.
Baloney.
But it's all predicated on dissing the anthem, which really is analogous to the flag, or it is the flag. And I don't understand why they can't.
Patriotism.
They could have straightened it out really easily.
Supposedly, football is all about patriotism. The American game now, instead of baseball, it's football, and it's all about patriotism, supposedly. Not with a lot of these players, it isn't.
Here's the deal.
You know,
you use this tool to make your statement, and then you destroy the tool while making your statement.
Yeah, hooray.
Well, you know, the thing is, I haven't seen it spread to the NBA, and I figured it was going to. And maybe there's been one or two.
Well, the NBA is not doing it.
Adam Stern or whatever his name is, that he'll have none of that.
Isn't it?
And that's not going to happen in MLB either. You know, they're very shrewd in MLB. They don't want any of that. I don't know why they allowed it in the NFL, but that's what happened.
Okay. Also in the honorable mention list, the Trump family, all the wife and the daughters and the sons and stuff. And what do you say?
Did you hear that story that it just broke yesterday?
Melania Trump has an $88 dress from Penny's?
No. That's a good one, too. I didn't even know that one. No, where I think it was Jared Kushner. I think it was Jared Kushner with
one of the
grandkids. Right in the background, there's this tiny little flag, and apparently it's a Confederate flag.
Just to even notice it is a big deal. So they're out.
People really freaked out about it.
They're vacationing on a boat, and Ivanka takes a picture of Jared Kushner and their son on the boat. And 300 yards away is another boat. And that boat just happens to have a Confederate flag on it. So, of course, everybody in the world thinks that, you know, of course, they put this must be just a coy.
It's a dog whistle.
That's what they were saying. It's a dog whistle.
You know, that they're really racist, and this is how they're sort of...
Trump set this all up. He said, I want to send my kids out to be on a boat, and we're going to just stick a Confederate flag in the background so that we can really put our racist views out there.
Right. Well, that's how we communicate, you know. It's like a secret decoder ring, you know.
Right. So Twitter just exploded over this photo.
Wink, wink, wink.
You know, that's one of the things that isn't in the stories of the year, but it seems to me there's a lot to... social media... And its impact on society, the way that it's being used, all the lies, that's really the fake news. A lot of it, anyway. And the
tons of it. Tons
nonsense.
Of
it comes from people.
You know,
the nasty, angry side.
People make up stories. Just make them up. There's that one about George Soros who had a heart attack on Christmas Day. I mean, totally fake. People are faking people's tweets now. It's a free-for-all. On the net, especially Facebook.
I had to take a break from Twitter. Twitter just got, it's just out of control.
Well, there was a study done of the positive versus negative tweets. Only 5% of the tweets on Twitter, which is where tweets go, tweets are on Twitter, right?
Yep.
Twitter tree.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's right.
5% of them, 5% were positive for Trump, there are three times more negative tweets on Twitter than for Obama, for Trump. Trump has three times more negative.
I would expand that and even say pretty much all social media is more negative than positive because spineless wusses in their basement behind the protection of their keyboard can say whatever they want that they would never say to someone face-to-face. And that's the problem with social media is you've got this hidden identity where, you know, I can say whatever I want and nobody will be able to see me, touch me, find me, get to me, whatever it is. And it's become so mean.
Yeah, but, you know, the question is, what are you going to do about it? And to me,
you know what I'm going to
do anything about it.
I'm going to stay away from Twitter because it's just...
Well, that's what I like. What I worry about, though, is when I was listening to President Obama was on with Prince Harry. I guess they released the audio a couple of days ago. They I was talking about it on the podcast. What I worry about is when you have people say, okay, well, we're going to fix this, and it's going to be a governmental solution, or it's going to be regulated, or it's like, you know, people are too mean, so we're going to fix that. That's what worries me. I agree with you guys that people are negative and nasty and evil, and I'm sick of it. I like what you
perfect
said.
Perfect example. Evil thoughts. iTunes has the podcast from Crummy every day. Mm-hmm. Evil, evil, evil thoughts. Now, let me help you become healthier. Enhance your immune system by 700%. You ready to do that, Joe?
700%.
Yeah, like 800. I want it. Come on.
Fruits and veggies. All the doctors that are associated with me on the air say the same thing. If you eat your fruits and vegetables, maybe 9, 10, 11 servings of fruits every day and 11, 12 vegetables, everybody's going to do that, right? No, everybody's not going to do that. But you can have the same impact on your immune system eating balance of nature's fruits and veggies in the form of the capsule they have. Two bottles. One says veggies on it. The other one says fruits on it. You can get them by going to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV to enhance your immune system 700% in 7 days. Also, the folks at balanceofnature.com provide you with a health coach at no charge to go through the things that they have on their roster that can help you give yourself better overall health. The trick is to do it now when your immune system may be a little compromised after the holidays. It's cold, people getting flu, they are exposed to you, you're exposed to them, the flu, cold, all that stuff. If you have a strong immune system, it'll never bother you. And we all know that getting food is the best way to make our bodies better. So supplement your food with the fruits and veggies from balanceofnature.com. It's balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. You get the first month supply free, plus some other special discounts, all kinds of things in their catalog. Check them all out. But the veggies and the fruits are the most important and the most successful. Check them out and order at balanceofnature.com. Code DJV. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy from the Talk Radio world. Michael Harrison off this week. We're going through the various and sundry items on the people list and the story list for 2017 with a few items of interest as we look ahead to 2018. I think one of the things that will not go away is the focus on Russia, the Russians and their misconduct, if that's what it is. Interesting, there are two things that I came across. You guys will chuckle if you haven't seen this. First, the Russians are upset. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, has issued a warning to the United States of America.
Boom!
He says, do not meddle in my upcoming election.
Russian. I love it.
He's like, I got my hands full enough to meddling in it myself.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
The foreign ministry accused the U.S. of direct interference into the electoral process. It says the State Department is messing around. State Department, I think this week, went on record opposing the decision to ban Alexei, is it Navalny? Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure, yeah.
The guy who's running the...
Close enough.
I'm surprised he's still breathing. He's running against Putin. The Russians have declared him ineligible to run. So the State Department has said the Russians are cracking down against independent voices. That's unacceptable. And so anyway.
The last guy that tried to run against Putin got mysteriously taken out.
Disappeared, yeah. Right.
And so the city of Washington, D.C. decided to name the street that surrounds the Russian embassy after that guy that Putin had knocked off.
Yeah. Oh, how much fun is that? I didn't know that.
That's
cool. Right. Also, the Russians have accused the U.S. this week of violating an arms control treaty by agreeing to supply anti-missile systems to the Japanese. Foreign Ministry spokesperson said that the deal with Japan is part of a bigger plan by the U.S. for a global anti-missile system that will take us out. Wow. Japan's cabinet approved the plan to buy a couple of U.S.-built Aegis missile systems. Their concern, obviously, is North Korea. They want to protect themselves from that knucklehead. And so the Russians don't like it. So,
well, add on to that, that the Chinese just got caught red-handed giving oil to the North Koreans.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a direct violation of the UN sanctions.
Nobody can figure out why it is that the Chinese still are playing games with this guy. He's dangerous for everybody. He's bad for business. If there's some kind of display on our part of anger aimed at North Korea, it's not going to be any good for China.
The only thing I can think of is that China just must sit there and just go, watch this. This will be fun. Let's annoy the Americans again.
Right. It's a hedge against American hegemony.
But you see, Joe, what you don't understand is that's the way Richie thinks. He thinks everybody is the same as he is, and that's the way. Yeah, he likes to stir it up. He's the grenade thrower.
Me?
No. Yeah.
No,
me?
No,
who,
no,
me?
No.
I would never do that.
No, of course not. No.
Especially to you.
All right. So anyway, the Russians. What else, Joe? What other observations of the Russians, the Chinese? Who do we have to worry about?
I think throw Iran in there. Well,
Iran.
I think Trump was right. Didn't he say yesterday that the whole Russia investigation makes the United States look bad? To an extent, he's right. By the way, my position is keep the investigation going. I like it. I used to be, oh, look, we have to stop this. This is a waste of time. I think it's great. I want to see the Democrats waste all their time because you guys were making
and your money.
You know what? Small price to pay. See, I like it. I want to keep these people. Damn right. I want to keep them because they're going down one dry rat hole after another. This is great. And you guys mentioned to me, this is really great, that you mentioned that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, what have they done? And that's the point. I like it. Nothing. Right. Keep going.
Joe Crummy makes yet another point here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 past.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Coast. 34 after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focusing kind of we're straddling 2017 and 2018, as you might expect. This program will continue as it has for the past 15 years. I think actually we started doing this. I started doing it 15 years or so ago. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, actually started a countdown show, I think the first or second year he's doing Talkers, so it would be 23, 24 years ago. And because the News Talk format is the most popular format on the radio, it has survived and thrived in many different incarnations as far as people involved in it are concerned. Michael's off this week, and the people involved are Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. It is evil. You are evil. It's easy to get that. I came across something that sort of speaks to where we are. We're talking a lot about Trump and the investigation and international relations and what's going on with the Russians and the Chinese and so forth and so on. So I thought you two and everybody listening would, if you haven't seen this commentary that was published in the New York Times, I believe. Rex Tillerson writes, over the past year, the United States has faced immense challenges in its dealings with North Korea, China, and Russia, and its efforts to defeat terrorism. But Americans ought to be encouraged by the progress the State Department and the country, including the U.S. Agency for International Development, that's the AID office in the State Department, have made in pushing for global peace and stability. When President Trump took office, he identified North Korea as the greatest security threat. He abandoned the failed policy of strategic patience. In its place, we carried out a policy of pressure through diplomatic and economic sanctions. This year, the UN Security Council unanimously adopted three of the strongest sanctions in history, including bans on a wide array of North Korean exports, coal, iron, seafood, textiles. The U.S. has asked its allies and partners to exert unilateral pressure against North Korea in order to force the regime to change its behavior. Many have responded with positive steps like shutting down trade, severing diplomatic ties, expelling North Korean laborers. Our peaceful pressure campaign has cut off roughly 90% of North Korea's export revenue, much of which is used to fund illegal weapons development. We hope that this international isolation will pressure the regime into serious negotiations on the abandonment of its nuclear and ballistic missile program. A door to dialogue remains open. We've made it clear that the regime must earn its way back to the negotiating table. Until denuclearization occurs, the pressure will continue. And to that end, the reason I brought that up is because Rich McFadden just said, I can't remember if he said it off the air or on the air, as we were talking, finishing the last half hour, the Chinese, who agreed with us that they really ought to do something to stomp on North Korea.
And tell us they will.
Cheating. Right. Yeah, they tell us they will, but they're cheating. They're still selling them oil and other things that are important to them. So what is it, you know, what do we do about this? What is the resolution? How do we shake them up to get them to realize that 2018 can't be like 2017?
I think we ought to ramp up the propaganda campaign. I think we should send maybe President Trump, anybody close to the border, and start waving around some Trump steaks. And I think we ought to be going, hey, check out these puppies. You guys are eating tree bark, for heaven's sakes. I think we ought to do more of that stuff. But I will say this. I think that the powers that be in Korea have an iron grip on the minds of the people who live there, but I think we should start attacking that. We should, and we probably already are, to ramp up the propaganda. Look what you're missing. Look what you could have. Look what you really have right now. I think the odds. That's what they
really start
to push.
Why don't we start looking at sanctions on China too? I mean, okay, listen. If you guys want to help our enemy, how about a little tariff on, textiles? Or just find something that doesn't crush our economy because of the incoming goods and hurt them somehow financially until they do what we need them to do. Because it's obvious they are stabbing us in the back while shaking our hand in front of our face. And so something has to be done with China to make them just go to the North Koreans and go, okay, game's over, guys. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Okay, how many people looking ahead, let's just change our focus here, have paid their taxes early for next year? How many people actually know what the new tax law is all about, the new tax reform bill, which is number 6 on the story pile for 2017? This was the major accomplishment. Some people say that it was more for big business and the rich than anything else. That depends on who you read or who you listen to or what you think, hopefully on your own. Although there are, 1,000 pages to this tax bill, so who among us has read it? Not me, not Joe, not Rich, although Joe's got a lot of time on his hands, so he might have read it. what do you get out of this? And it's more policies, so back to the same stuff. Who benefits? Everybody benefits. Who gets hurt? Everybody gets hurt. That's the way these things are. So to focus on it as just one benefit and the other loses, it just doesn't compute.
I mean, how do you simplify a 20,000-page tax bill? You know, you make it 10,000 pages. You know. Are we ever going to get it to the point where everybody fills out an easy form? I mean, it got a lot easier for a lot of people just to not have to worry about, here, we're going to make your deductions for your children bigger, we're going to make your deductions for yourselves bigger, and you don't have to worry about writing off the $50 worth of donations that you made and the fact that you bought 3 uniforms for work and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's getting there, but it's not there, but, you know.
I think the key is going to be...
Did you do a podcast on this? Evil Thought podcast on the tax reform?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. And if you take a look at the numbers, you know, the bottom 45% of earners in the United States don't pay any federal tax at all. There's been the typical thing every time the evil Republicans do that, it's always tax breaks for the rich. But if you think about it, the people that are actually paying the freight are the rich anyway. They're the ones that are actually paying the taxes. Mm-hmm. The numbers are really amazing when you look at it. I think the big deal down the line is, are they going to grow the economy? Is the economy going to grow? Are we going to be able to, are we still going to be deficit spenders every single year? Wait. Well, that's great, but it's got to continue to grow over the next 10 years because they're talking about $1 trillion in the hole, and we need to grow that economy. If they do that, it's golden. If they don't, we have an issue with the United States. Well, we can't run the government every year on the money that we're taking in because we're spending more than that. We are spending $500 billion we're in the hole every single year. I mean, we have to borrow $500 billion every year just
to guess what's
on
the docket for 2018? Infrastructure.
Well, probably.
And Democrats want to spend $1 trillion, and the Republicans want to spend $250 million and do a public-private partnership. And the Democrats are like, it'll never happen. There's no way this can work. Let's just spend $1 trillion. So how do we resolve that?
Well, the infrastructure needs
money spent on it.
But the reason it needs money spent on it, you see, the problem is most people don't dig deeply enough into these issues. The reason we have a problem to begin with is because the Democrats, for the most part, although there's plenty of Republicans that get support from the big labor unions these days, the big labor unions, construction labor unions, are lobbying Congress always to have more jobs. We'll give you more money. You come up with more of these jobs that are created out of bad work in the first place. The interstate highway system in the last 15 or 20, maybe 25 years, it was created during Eisenhower's era, and then the building really started in the 60s through the 70s, early 80s. But in the last, since the 80s, the way the roads have been built, the way the bridges have been built, is they are, it's substandard. The quality of materials, the way they've done it. If you drive around Europe, you will never see the kind of roadworks that we have in this country. Every single damn highway, whether it's a local, a county road, it's a state road, it's a federal road, year in and year out, the slowdowns on these highways are ridiculous. And it's because the potholes and the way the roads are constructed with inferior material and to standards that are inferior, the amount of macadam that's used, for example, how thick it is. You can go to any road in Europe, when they even patch it, they use at least 4 inches of macadam on top of gravel and T-base and all these other things. I know I'm getting too technical.
Okay, I'll play the dumb guy in the corner. What in the world is macadam?
Macadam is asphalt. And the T-base is what the grindings are from the road. They grind it up and they bring it back. But this shows you what this is. How crazy this is. They take the old asphalt off the road. They grind it up, put it in trucks, bring it to the asphalt company, and they dump it into the hopper and use it over again with just new material mixed in with it. But the grindings are the same stuff that was on the road before. It's just that they've refreshed it by putting some rubber into it now, and they've got other things in the oil and the juices that they mix into it. But they still are not doing it properly, so the roads have to be rebuilt every 10 years instead of in Europe. It's every 40 or 50 years. Here, it's every 10 years. Same with the bridges. After a bridge is built over a highway, wait and see how many, if you ride the same road every day, watch the steel after a couple of years begins to rust and corrode. That doesn't happen in Europe. It only happens here because they build inferior product because they want to keep these guys working. It's a scam. And look at the millions, trillions of billions of dollars that's spent on this just to appease the unions.
One of the biggest points of proof of your theory here?
Uh-huh.
In Georgetown, and much like in Boston and Joe, where you're from in New York City, look at the sewer system. How old are they?
Yeah, 100 years old.
100 years old, right?
Never been replaced.
Right.
Pipes
now,
are all
they're just starting to need to be replaced right now, but they're 100 years old.
And how are you going to tell this? Because when the weather gets cold and it really penetrates into the subsurface of the highways where most of the sewer and water projects are, the water, because it freezes, you'll find there are water main leaks all over the place, everywhere in the country where it's cold. Water mains everywhere. are breaking because they don't have the ability to keep the water in. The pressure from the freezing puts pressure on the pipes down as well as up. That's why the surface of the roadway in the wintertime is all lumpy and bumpy because the frost heaps. Well, it goes down as well as goes up. So the frost heaves affect the water system that's 4 feet below the surface, and if it's really cold, the deeper down the frost goes, the more problem there's going to be. That's why you see water mains blowing up all over the place in the cold weather. The stories from 2017 from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, let me review. At number 10, this is the year-long overview from Talkers. Number 10, terrorist attacks. Number 9, the Senate bid, Roy Moore. Number 8, race relations in our country. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, tax reform. Number 5, fake news. Number 4, North Korea. Number 3, the Me Too movement. Number 2, the election hacking allegations. And number 1, the president, his personality, his demeanor, and how he is governing. Those are the top 10 stories. On the outside, the fringes, a couple of other things that deserve honorable mention. The anthem protests at football games, what the Supreme Court did this year, and who filled the empty seat. All these are important things that have been trending and discussed on the best news talk radio stations with the best news talk radio hosts around the country for the year 2017. 45 past the hour on the countdown. Welcome back to one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, MyPillow will bring all that to an end. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long, giving your head and neck support like no other pillow. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off on a four pillow pack. That's correct. You just heard me right. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off with the four pack. Be sure to use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four pillow pack. Plus, you get free shipping.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
So that you have some order and consistency in your life, I'll do what I usually do here on the countdown. The number 10, talk radio hosts in general. Number 9, these are people now, leaders of foreign countries that are not our friends, like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Number 8, media personalities, like Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer. Number 7, outrageous conduct by people in the entertainment business, Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey in that position. Number 6, the investigators and those being investigated, Michael Flynn, Robert Mueller in that department. Number 5, Mike Pence. Number 4, Sean Spicer. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Mitch McConnell. Number 1, Donald Trump. There they are, the people most talked about on News Talk radio programs this past year. All right, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Richie, 2017 was the year that I fill in the blank. 2017 was the year that I...
2017 was the year that I was able to really watch the things around me grow. The business, the network, you, my kids, my family... just it gives there was a lot of growth everywhere around me this year. And it was kind of cool to watch.
Yeah, it is. The world is changing so quickly. I've watched my grandson go from, in a year, not being able to really speak. He could, you know, he was able to communicate and waddle around
right.
to this kid who's just fascinating. He's amazing. He's so much fun.
It's cool.
He's into it. He listens. He thinks. He figures things out. And, you know, that sort of thing, you have hope. I am a little discouraged because I think a lot of the millennials have gotten so wrapped up in devices that they don't have a clue about what life is all about. But I think the kids coming along underneath that are able to grow. Your kids are just young enough. Sean is what, 13 now?
13, yeah.
13, yeah. So.
Oh, they're smart, man. They're smart as whips.
Yeah, that's it. And it's good. We need smart people.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden, smart guy. Doug Steffen, pretty smart guy. The countdown, 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with the Honorable Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a specialist in law and scams. Now, I don't know whether you want to put the two of them together, because a lot of times lawyers are in there working people over. One of the things that is the year end, Steve, I'm looking at the continuing imposters, the scams. Oprah has been on Instagram this week warning her friends and followers about online imposters pretending to be her.
Yeah.
Apparently, this has been some big deal that's very fraudulent. People trying to, she supposedly, according to the fraud, is giving away $100,000, and of course, that's, you register here. That's the scam, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, Oprah's a perfect target for this because people are so familiar with shows in which she would give to the audience every member a car. So
yeah.
Is it really that outlandish? Yes, it is, that anyone who gets an email from her is going to be able to get some huge amount of money. But the other problem is that it is just so easy to imitate someone through online communications and social media.
Facebook,
and you know, you've got to be skeptical and check everything out.
Steve Wiseman's website is scamaside.com, where you can go to check out a lot of these things that are not only pertinent at this time of the year, but there are always scams. There's no end to how people can figure out using the technology how to screw you. Speaking of screwing, legal, the Apple folks. Well, I have an experience this week built around my iPad. I had it updated. I have a 5-year-old iPad. It was updated, and as a result of the update, nothing works. And apparently Apple builds that into the upgrades to make the iPhones, iPads, whatever they have, not usable. And people have known this. I didn't know it. But how in the world, I guess there's a class action lawsuit, how do they get away with this legally? They basically are screwing their customers intentionally.
Well, what I have seen is that Apple has admitted recently, particularly in regard to the iPhones, that they are built in to slow down and therefore be less effective as they age. And this isn't just me becoming less effective as I age. This is something that they actually build in there and didn't communicate it. So you're going to have to constantly get that new one. This certainly could qualify. The Federal Trade Commission has a regulation for unfair and deceptive trade practices. And building this in and not informing the consumer about this, I think probably is a significant violation of the Federal Trade Commission Act. So it'll be interesting to see what Apple does and what kind of spin they're going to put on it. But yeah, basically they're getting you to buy more products by building in that your present product, which would be just fine, will not work effectively after a period of time.
So instead of getting the one thing that they have decided to do, apparently, because of the lawsuit and all the things they've acknowledged publicly, instead of paying $79 for a new battery, you can buy it for $29. Big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Other things that, as we look at the end of the year, what do you think the legal ramifications going forward, are they too confusing? The Me Too movement has created this focus on leches. And what, at the end of the day, how much is this going to cost these people who are guilty of these things, whether it's in divorces? You look at Matt Lauer, his wife has gone to some of the most expensive divorce lawyers in the country to try to sharpen things up a little. So, I mean, that's only one aspect of this. There are other people who, it seems to me, could file on vulnerability charges. So what does this all cost?
Well, it'll be less so in divorce because the trend in divorce law has changed considerably in recent years where fault is less of a ground unless it's financial fault, if someone is blowing the money. But if someone is having affairs, that generally is not considered by the court as a factor in providing more money. My biggest concern is I think it's long overdue that we have an awareness of sexual harassment and sexual abuse. My concern is that it does seem that there is a range. I mean, there was talking about someone making a comment as opposed to being the equivalent to someone who had raped someone. And then there's the issue, you look at Danny Masterson, the charges that are being made now, and he lost his job, he's lost a lot of money, are 12 years old, and they have been investigated. So right now, people aren't really getting due process. Now, I think offenders, they should have the proverbial book thrown at them right at their groin. But just by making an accusation, it seems that people are having dire consequences.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.